us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbor's yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn Concrete, beautiful changes.
Jenny King, the king of clean.
Hi, this is Chance Inman, president and COO of Jenny King Golf Coast, with some ways to protect yourself and those around you from the coronavirus. Wash your hands often and thoroughly. Cover coughs and sneezes with your elbow. Disinfect high-touch surfaces regularly. Use non-contact methods for greeting others and avoid touching your face. Following these steps, as well as social distancing, should help all of us stay healthy. Please stay safe and keep it clean out there.
Jenny King, the king of clean.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks supporting local business.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Seven. Stand by for news.
I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says he has spoken with former Vice President Joe Biden about ideas to deal with the coronavirus outbreak.
We had a really wonderful, warm conversation. It was a very nice conversation. We talked about pretty much this. This is what we talked about. This is what everyone's talking about. This is what they want to talk about.
He says he doesn't agree with all of Biden's suggestions, not sharing what they were. A Biden campaign spokesperson agrees it was a good call. The acting Secretary of the Navy, Thomas Mulvey, apologizes for insulting a removed aircraft carrier commander in a speech to its crew.
He was A, too naive or too stupid to be the commanding officer of a ship like this.
He fired Captain Brett Crozier over a leaked memo asking for help dealing with coronavirus cases on board. Crozier was cheered by the crew when he left the USS Teddy Roosevelt and later tested positive himself. Secretary Mulvey now says in a letter he does not believe Captain Crozier is stupid or naive. America's listening to Fox News.
Well, it's a little late for that there, Admiral. It's Tuesday at 7:05.
By my friend Mary Robinson Barnes, and it's from USAtoday.com. Fact check: could your December cough actually have been coronavirus? Experts say more research is needed. I agree, and there's really no test available to say, but trust me, there are people in this building, including me, our boss, and others who believe we all had it late January, early February. Three straight weeks, I'm at the doctor.
Which hopefully means that we're we're immune now, right?
I would think that's what, you know, antibodies.
Yours went from...
The first week, they said it was a bronchial infection.
Yeah.
It didn't change. I worked that week, but the following Saturday, I went back. They took a chest x-ray, pneumonia. And then after that, I went to see my regular physician, because he had an opening on a weekday. And they were all struggling with what to, you know, what to call it. And I kept hearing the word crud. These are not medical novices.
Right, when they don't have a label.
Yeah.
Jay had it, too. And I had a mild form of it.
I had it first. I think I was you know.
Typhoid whatever. Jay.
Yeah, basically.
All right, Randall's been waiting to speak with us.
Up. Hey, Randall.
Hey, morning. Back to you, Jay. Oh, but... Man, and people out there who's just new listening or whatever, when he reads from encyclopedia, let me tell you, that thing has only been sued one time. That, and everything comes out of encyclopedia. Not encyclopedia, but you know what I meant. The what you're reading out of, people don't believe it because of the junk that's in there. But, man, it's so... they only been sued once, people, so just believe that. And why won't... If this, why won't that leader over there, the woman who... think they might have it. Why don't she go ahead and take hydrochloroquine? And then on speaking that note, I was trying to be slow. I'm trying to think and be slow. But on speaking that note, people with lupus already. Some people already take this type of medicine, but not everybody with lupus does. So the people that take it with lupus, I mean, this is war, people. Y'all infect yourself and say who makes it. I mean, let's go ahead and put President Trump on a high. But, I mean, y'all got a chance to come out. And I've seen people posting about they take this medicine for lupus and it ain't for people to take it short term. They already, because they don't like Trump and they already knocking him and you know what I mean. And they taking the medicine in the state. I don't understand.
Have you been in isolation? Have you been doing anything different as far as
the only thing I've done different is I keep looking on Zoom just to see if you pop up. That's all.
No, you know. Hey, by the way.
I want you to Zoom me.
Right? Yeah, well, listen, you know what I mean? Listen, Netflix. You need to know that Netflix is producing a episode 8 of The Lion King.
Yeah, but I don't know if I can get through that though. If you walk around beside me on Zoom, I mean, I'll watch it with you, but I'm not. I can't do it. That's too much out there. We need to be learning. You need to be watching War as Drugs Against Us. You need to be watching Tesla File. And looking everything up while we're at home, this is the time to learn.
Yeah.
And Greg, we keep saying, you know, let the government turn us back loose. They pretty much, I mean, why ain't 84, why ain't Clay down there raising cows and you clinging to meat? I mean, this right here is to bring it back home. We are missing out on an opportunity to keep the government to the side, but we keep waiting on them to tell us it's okay to go to work.
Randall.
You know, and in my case, I've been wanting to, I mean, work takes pride away from a man. When you take a work away from him, you're taking his life. I mean, and people ain't worth a crap without working. Because I'm telling you, it takes your life away from you. You do not want to be sitting at home a whole bunch of time.
Well, that's why I believe, Randall, I'm sorry, I'm out of time.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate the call. I really believe that is why you're starting to see people really getting wiggy. Because work is important. Yeah. If it's what makes you tick,
right?
Throw your feet over the side of the bed, get up and go do it. I think the next pandemic is going to be depression and worse. But let's do the forecast, because that's always cheery.
What's it?
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. With all the coronavirus supplies needed across the entire United States, Wiley Sanders needs truck drivers immediately. Be home every weekend and two nights a week. Call 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders needs you.
I'm about to post the radar here on Facebook and in Twitter, but there's just enough to get the windshield wipers going in many locations this morning. Traffic is very light because of the situation with most people staying home. Scattered showers and thunderstorms become more likely by this afternoon. And a couple of the storms in the state could be strong, especially in the western counties. But, you know, afternoon heating with a high today up to around 81 will fire up those storms. Tonight's low 67. Tomorrow on Thursday, high temperature still in the low to mid 80s. Widely scattered storms, actually scattered tomorrow, then widely scattered on Thursday. Much cooler Friday. Friday's high is 71. We'll be in the mid-70s on Saturday. Risk of a shower or two. Easter Sunday looks like the stormy day. More and more now, the models are coming together on a solution. And the solution is looking somewhat concerning to me, with showers and thunderstorms lining up, potentially strong, possibly severe. It's several days out, so we can't make that pronouncement quite yet. Right now, this morning, mostly cloudy, a few sprinkles in the area. It's 65 at 712.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Who's still open for business? Plumbing by Luquire is. Then they're going to be ready to serve your plumbing needs throughout the river region. All their techs take the highest care to keep your family safe. They make sure their employees are healthy. They're not running a temperature. They understand that plumbing is going to be a problem whether there's a coronavirus or not. Plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem, so they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you pick up the phone right now, you can get an operator immediately. They do ask that if you or anybody in your family has been sick, just let the dispatcher know when you call in so that they can take the necessary protection with their technicians. You know, they're going to be wearing gloves. They're going to be using hand sanitizers, keeping everybody safe. Plumbing by Luquire. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call at 264-9666 or visit them on the web, acbyluquire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
Okay, coming up, random facts with Jay, followed by a $10 food outlet pop quiz question, and Terry's on the phone.
Hey.
Okay. There's a travel ban for China, correct?
Yeah, there has been. Yes.
Okay. Why is there like over 1,300 people from China yesterday come into the United States?
Where did you hear that?
Well,
One American News.
Okay.
Yeah, that's in California.
Look it
right?
up. You'll see.
Aren't they coming into California?
Is this the second wave?
No, I don't know about that. I just know that travel from certain provinces in China was
restricted.
Banned. Yeah.
Hunan?
Okay.
What was the name of the province that they banned?
Hunan!
Hunan! Yeah.
Okay.
So,
but they were too busy impeaching the president and calling him a racist for putting that ban out in the first place to do anything about it. Another very necessary business, Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka. Time cannot wait for the work that they do. They are the folks that come into situations where somebody is recovering from a wreck, a fall off a ladder, some type of accident that causes a loss of mobility. They go into the home, first things first, to make sure that the client can stay safely in that home, access all parts of it without difficulty or risk of worsening the injury they're trying to recover from. They are the best facilitators on the planet, and it always requires a customized approach, and that's what they do in their workshop. They assess and build and create whatever's needed to restore choices to the life affected. The stuff they do is game-changing for people who have caught the type of break we don't even want to think can happen to us or someone we love. Their number is 514-6590. Please look them up and like them on Facebook because of the great work they do at Gulf States Mobility, Wetumpka. Quarter past seven, random facts in two.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Alabama now has more than 2,000 confirmed coronavirus cases. The Alabama Department of Public Health says at least 32 people have died from the virus. More deaths are currently under investigation. The United States Postal Service confirmed that a Montgomery postal worker died on Sunday of the virus. Alabama is now looking for volunteer medical workers to help fight the coronavirus. A new program called Alabama Ready Op is calling all healthcare professionals that are recently retired, part-time, or medical students to be prepared to volunteer if needed. And the Alabama Nursing Home Association says 31 nursing homes in 17 counties now have confirmed coronavirus cases. The association is reporting major delays in testing at many facilities. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
At Pig Enterprises, your health and safety are top priority for us. We've not only heightened our cleaning and sanitizing procedures, both inside the office and inside our vehicles, but we are now able to work with you digitally, making the car buying process even more convenient. Plus, we will even deliver your vehicle right to your driveway, sanitized and ready to ride. Our team at Pig Enterprises has taken the necessary steps to ensure you and your family remain healthy, all while getting you that squeal of a deal you deserve. Shop our inventory of quality pre-owned vehicles online at your leisure. Apply for financing and work through the entire vehicle buying process via online, text, email, or phone. It's your vehicle buying experience. Make it what you want when you need it. Life may look a little different right now, but life doesn't stop. Check us out at PIGGENT.com for all of your vehicle buying needs, and we will see you when we deliver. That's PIGGENT.com. Come to Pig Enterprises and get a squeal of a deal.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Today is April 7th, National Beer Day. Yes, the calendar may say 7, but after you throw down enough brewskis, it'll start to look like a 10. Drink up on National Beer Day.
And now, you'll get older Budweiser listening to...
That was good. That was good.
I missed it, but I got the general gist of it.
Yeah, Beer Day, Budweiser.
Budweiser. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I made Budweiser.
Excuse me. Oh, man. And that bacon this morning.
Did you burp? It was carbonated.
Yes, it was. Did you know?
Did you burp? Good.
Using the outward setting on a stapler is called pinning.
Okay.
You know, the you know, where you can change the way the staple goes in?
Yeah, sure.
Instead of going in on itself, it'll fold outwards.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's called pinning.
I've always wanted to know that.
And it is meant for temporary staples that are easy to remove without mangling the paper.
You can also staple to the wall that way, too.
Can you? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I
You know, that's how Clark Griswold put up the lights.
Yeah. That's right.
Wait, how can you staple to the wall that way?
I thought you meant when you open up the stapler, and it's now shaped like this.
No. I'm talking about on the bottom of the... where's a stapler at in here? There's one in here somewhere.
There's one right here.
Oh, no, there it is.
His name is Ken.
Okay.
So you see the Ken bottom? Stapler. It's the bottom part.
Okay. The bottom, yes.
That part right there.
Uh-huh.
You can... there's a button right under. You can press that up and turn it.
Oh, you can turn it?
No. That part, yeah.
Oh. You can turn it.
And then you turn it.
Oh. And what happens? What is that for?
That changes the way the staple goes into the paper and how it shapes itself.
I never knew this.
How can
here.
I go through life for over 40 years well, and not
let
know
me,
that?
Let me practice. Let me
wait, no. You've got it wrong. You need to do a full turn there.
A full turn.
There you go. There, right there.
All right.
This is a Dear Diary moment.
Well, don't do that. You might break it.
Okay, Dad.
Certainly not her.
No stuckies for me after the show.
Just one is all you need to see what it does. See, and then...
How could I go through this many years in life and not know that?
I didn't know this.
I have no idea.
This is amazing. This is a miracle.
It's got two settings. One that puts the staples inward, and then one that flares them outwards.
Now I'm going to pin all day.
Yeah. It's called pinning. It's meant for temporary staples that are easy to remove without mangling the paper.
Hey, baby, you into pinning?
Not too many staples left in this now. We're out of time, by the way. We have to stop.
Oh okay.
the first question.
Did you know Queen Elizabeth II's portrait has graced the currencies of 33 different countries, Canada being the first in 1935?
But she was only a teenager then.
They used to say the sun never sets on the British Empire. It does now, right? I mean, pretty much. I mean, it's not like it used to be.
Right. Well, because they were all over the place.
Yeah.
Did you know the day that Late Night with Conan O'Brien premiered, there was an op-ed piece in the New York Times titled O'Brien Flops? In that op-ed piece, it said, one can't help but have grave doubts about his prospects. Oh. It also said, despite the considerable power of his raw sexuality and mesmerizing intellectual presence, this op-ed was written by Conan O'Brien.
Oh! That's funny.
That's pretty funny.
Did you know the oldest recorded signs of a lottery date from the Han Dynasty in ancient China.
I knew it wasn't Alabama.
No, it's not. They were used to help finance major government projects like the Great Wall. So in other words, you put money into the lottery, you'd win some money back, but that money they you put in was going to build, going towards building the wall.
But before that, you had to go over the border into Nepal, and then they finally got wised up. And, I'm sorry. Never mind.
No, I mean, it's a legitimate metaphor.
Did you know of a man named Bartholomew Trobeck?
Game show host.
Right?
Hey, Trobeck.
He was an artist and an engineer. He discovered something interesting. He discovered how to make music from the rings of a tree.
How do you do that?
He somehow designed a record player that plays slices of wood.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So it would read the grooves that there the rings in the tree.
That's pretty amazing.
Well, it is, but he had entirely too much time on his hands.
The tree's ear rings are analyzed. The data is used to generate piano music, and it, I don't know what it sounds like, actually. So, did you know the hit Paul Anka song My Way, recorded by Frank Sinatra in 1969, and later Elvis Presley recorded it in 73? I did not know that.
Right.
It was copied note for note from a French song titled As Usual. And it was by a man named Claude François.
François.
In 1967.
You can't say the name François without looking like you're going to sneeze.
François.
What's the song in Paul Anka's life that he made the most royalty money off of ever?
Oh.
It wasn't My Way.
No, and it wasn't You're Having My Baby. It was a game show theme or something, right?
The Tonight Show theme.
The Tonight
That's
show.
Right. Yeah.
That's Paul Anka, folks. And he made the most money off of that.
Johnny Carson rules.
Yeah, he does.
Break time or are we good?
Yeah, let's
see. Okay, coming up, we're going to talk about the meaning of aloha in Hawaii. We'll talk about Christopher Maloney.
How'd you like a nice Hawaiian punch?
From SVU. Okay. And then we got three random facts about animals. Birds, snakes, and ants.
Oh, and we have a full edition of Animal Stories coming
up. All right. Wonderful.
Right now, though, it is 7:24.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, we have light to moderate traffic all over Montgomery. Here are the places that are most congested. Northeast Boulevard from Wetumpka Highway to Wears Ferry Road. Some light congestion at Atlanta Highway and East Boulevard. Also on East South Boulevard. Highway 331 over to Norman Bridge. Atlanta Highway and Madison Avenue into downtown. A little bit of congestion there, but not a lot. No accidents into us to report to you at this time. And, of course, the interstates through downtown Montgomery looking good right now. Shop and get your new Toyota online at Reinhardt Toyota. Stay safe and avoid the crowds. You can even Skype or FaceTime. It's all at ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
At WinCreekCasino.com, you can play online for free to earn rewards. And we're here to help you use those rewards at any of our locations. Getting to our gaming floor can start on your sofa. Getting to our restaurants can start at your table. And getting to our hotel can start in your bedroom. Play online for free and find your winning moment at WinCreekCasino.com.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them, and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home, that's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native, and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
The safety and security of your family and property is on your mind now more than ever. For over 20 years, ProLink Security has been here for you. ProLink offers interactive security systems, including cameras, door locks, digital thermostats, and much more. Right now, if you call ProLink at 285-5833, you can take advantage of 3 months free monitoring with new activation and no contract. Call ProLink Security today, 334-285-5833. AESBL license number 475.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks supporting local business.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now a star is born. On April 7th, 1954, the world welcomed little baby Jackie Chan.
Push, Mom!
Yeah. Finally, thank goodness. He would not stop kicking.
Jackie Chan. A star is born.
And now,
take a chan and win with our pop quiz question after
the random facts.
Take a chan.
A chan.
Did you know?
I was going to actually try and do the ABBA song.
Take a chance on us.
Take a chance. Take a chance.
Take a chance on us. Take a chance on us.
Did you know the true meaning of aloha in Hawaii? And is love. I don't know why I say that.
It is.
Love?
I thought it was.
Yeah. Hello.
No. Hello. The whole situation. Okay. I'm sorry. I got a little update. He is, Boris Johnson is stable in ICU. Does not have pneumonia.
Good.
Aloha in Hawaiian is love, peace, and compassion. The literal translation of aloha from Hawaiian to English is
yo mama.
Right. Yo mama! Yo mama!
I haven't used this in a long time, but he's
incorrigible today.
Today.
I think he's got the kung
the what's the what?
I got the fever for the flavor of the Pringle.
The literal translation of aloha from Hawaiian to English is the presence of breath. Alo, A-L-O, is a Hawaiian word for presence, and ha means breath in Hawaiian. So the presence of breath. Aloha. Did you know Christopher Maloney, who played Elliot Stabler on SVU, he lives in, I don't know if it's a famous house, but it's the house of a famous TV family.
The Brady Bunch?
Not the Bradys. Go further back.
Here's the story.
Not the Cleavers. Go further back.
Oh, further back than that?
Well, I say Ozzie further back.
Ozzie and Harriet.
Ozzie and Harriet.
No kidding. That's so wild.
He lives in the house from the TV show Ozzie and Harriet.
That's pretty wild.
Now we've got three straight animal facts for you.
Okay.
Did you know that birds have belly buttons?
I did not know
I
that.
Didn't either. But yeah, birds have a belly button.
It was kind of like a miracle because one of the things the situation makes us do is appreciate each and every moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on the thinking stoop watching the world go by, and I was watching two birds.
Did you see their belly buttons?
No. But they were busy working, building a nest. It was the coolest thing. And then Eddie Bader came along and put a sign on it.
I like that. I saw two birds while I was walking having fun.
Oh, fun.
Having fun.
Yesterday in my neighborhood.
How do you know? I've never seen it happen.
Well,
you know,
they weren't
quarreling.
They weren't quarreling.
They were chirping.
And, oh, tweet, and they tweet.
They were having fun.
All right. Of all the things we were going to venture into today, yeah. I didn't expect that.
Sorry. Some of you would expect Randall to come up with. Sorry.
Tell me if you've noticed any of these other species doing that thing. Did you know in Faroe ant colonies, you ever seen two ants?
I took a long walk yesterday.
It was a wild night. In Faroe ant colonies, worker ants regulate the amounts of worker ants and reproductive ants by eating the larva of the type that is in surplus. Yeah.
I know that sounds disgusting, thanks, but you don't have any idea how it tastes to the ants.
Yummy!
But yeah, if there's an excess of one or the other, they eat the babies.
Hope that Wiley doesn't bring us any larva.
You know, bouillabaisse was supposed to be our next thing. I don't know when that's going to happen just with everything that's going on, so hopefully we'll get back to it. And finally, it's your last of the animal facts and your last random fact for today. Mm-hmm. I want to talk to you about the blue Malayan coral snake.
Uh-huh.
Native to Southeast Asia, thank God. Yeah. We don't have to deal with it.
Okay.
It's venomous. It's venomous, and there is no known antivenom if bitten.
Oh, jeez.
Or as they say, bitten.
Bitten.
You guys are terrible. I'm ashamed.
It has occasionally caused human deaths. It has unusually long venom glands extending to 25% the length of the body. It grows to about 5 feet long and subsists on other snakes, even its own species.
Wow.
And those are your random facts.
Roof.
Ah.
Roof.
There you go.
All right. We got a couple of holidays coming up that we like to celebrate, many of them with jewelry.
So Easter? No, Mother's Day. Mother's Day.
Now, I'm pretty confident our businesses will be back up and running, but who knows? Most people like to prepare for those days ahead of time anyway. So I brought up BrianJewelry.com. First thing you should do when you visit BrianJewelry.com is join their club, because that guarantees you'll save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. Yep. But just to share with you, COVID-19 has changed the way we do business. Faced with the pandemic, we are vigilantly following CDC guidelines to adhere to best practices for all our staff and clients. The governor has required that we close our showroom. We're available via text from the website or at 954-1224. That's a 334 area code. 954-1224. FaceTime, website, and the regular phone number, which is 365-6552. Shop the website. The one person that could tell you with confidence how great the website is my daughter. She has picked out several items off that website over the last couple of years. Loves the merchandise. They encourage you to be alert with your own physical symptoms and follow the guidelines. But in the meantime, they have beautiful items that are specific to Easter, and there is still time to communicate with them and have something special done for Mom. So there's no reason not to reach out. They have a number of options here through the website, including texting at BrianJewelry.com, and you can browse everything. It's also a very educational. Yeah, it's never thought I'd pull up their website and see showroom closed by governor's order. But they're not out of business, and they're staying in business. And again, here's another great place. They've been with us for over a decade here. Let's support them as best we can and make sure that their doors stay open when this is over. They're at 7078 East Main in Prattville, but again, online at BrianJewelry.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time for you to take that chan on our pop quiz question.
Chan, Charlie Chan.
Take a chan. Okay, earlier random facts, I blew the minds of both Greg and Rich.
Yeah.
By discovering the fact that the stapler has two settings.
Yeah.
The outward setting that they just discovered in their ever how many years on this planet.
Right? It's called what?
It's called what?
Right.
You know,
it was an educational moment.
I don't think you should flaunt your staple superiority over this. I really don't. But anyway, yeah, it was kind of an eye-opener. 272-9228, 272-9228. And for extra points, what name did I give that stapler?
Traffic is brought to you by Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Enjoy the beautiful outdoors at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Check out their gorgeous plants and flowers on Facebook and make your home amazing with Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, located off Highway 110 in Fitzpatrick.
Absolutely amazing place, by the way.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. We've got some congestion Northeast Boulevard, Wetumpka Highway to Ware's Ferry. Congressman Dickinson Federal Drive a little busy this morning, as well as Southwest Boulevard between I-65 and South Court Street. A little congestion there. No accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. Buckle up. Drive carefully. Map a course for your life. Go to trenumstate.edu and choose the career you've always dreamed of. Trenum State, a brighter future is just a click away. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by
the
lawyers.
Yeah, that's right. I'll play the Wiley Sanders thing and we're going to traffic. All because I'm paying too much attention to what I'm doing. I'm so mad at myself right now. I can't see straight.
Okay.
All right, let's get a winner. We start with Charles.
Oh!
Hello, Charles.
Hey, Charles.
Good morning.
Hi.
What's the name of that when you turn the when you turn the staples outward? What's it called?
Tom Kenner.
Bo. Say it again. Say it again.
Kenning.
No, that's not it. You're very close, but that is not it.
Man. It rhymes with it.
Yeah. Oh, very close, but
sorry,
that wasn't it.
Man.
But you're still our grand prize drawing at the end.
Yep. See, okay, go ahead, Dial Tone. What do you think?
Dial Tone. He just would have been, that's not it. Sorry, Dial Tone. Call back.
Hey, William B.
What's up?
Good morning. How's everybody this morning?
You know.
We all right. How are you?
Making it. Just wondered why traffic's so much heavier since the stay-at-home order. But anyway.
Wow.
I noticed that yesterday during the day.
I noticed it this morning coming in. I was like, that's quite a lot of traffic that I'm used to seeing.
Interesting.
What is it called when you do the staples outward?
I believe it's called pinning.
Pinning.
That is absolutely
pinning.
Correct.
Pinning. It is P.
Yep.
Pinning.
Yes, pinning.
Yes.
So what the previous caller said was it rhymed with it, but it wasn't the right answer.
Yeah, it's pinning like you put a pin in it.
Yes, exactly.
So I never knew you could do that, but you learned something every day.
I was aware of it, but I had no idea what it was called.
Yeah. I didn't know it was called that either, but yeah.
All the cool kids know.
Hang on. Thanks, William. A $10 food out the gift certificate, and here is Don.
Hey, Don.
How you doing?
Hey, I got a follow-up question for you. You want one?
I guess so.
Okay. We were talking about Paul Anka songs, and we mentioned several Paul Anka songs. Yeah, that's
Tonight
right.
Show.
That's what I was looking for. He made our next contest. He made most money on royalties on the Tonight Show theme.
What question is Rick going to ask? That's the new contest.
You're right.
Yeah. Good. Hey, I got something for you guys.
Right. Yeah.
Have y'all looked at the list of reasons why you can be out that KIV put out? It's very broad. It's almost like you can be out for almost any reason.
Yeah.
I agree.
They're not going to, I don't think they're going to be, there's going to be SWAT teams pulling people over and asking for
papers. No, it's just something to try to get people to calm down.
I understand.
That's all. Yeah. It's going to be okay. I just don't know what day it's going to be.
Thank you.
You got a social distance between your cars, right? 6 feet at least?
Yeah.
You should do that anyway. All right, man. Thank you very much. We appreciate your phone call.
740.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. With all the coronavirus supplies needed across the entire United States, Wiley Sanders needs truck drivers immediately. Be home every weekend and two nights a week. Call 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders needs you.
Wiley Sanders does need you. And by the way, we salute truck drivers everywhere because they're keeping this country going.
going, especially now. Scattered showers and thunderstorms today and tonight. Right now, we have mostly light rain, just enough to get the windshield wipers going in many places. Today's high 81, low tonight 67. A couple of stronger storms, not out of the question, mainly in the western counties of the state. We'll be watching the radar carefully, and you can do that by downloading our weather app. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. It's a great app. Tomorrow and Thursday, high temperatures still in the low to mid 80s. Scattered thunderstorms both days, but I think they'll be a little bit more widely scattered in nature by Thursday. Much cooler Friday. Friday's high 71, and then mid-70s Saturday, risk of a shower. And we're still, our eyes are on the Easter Sunday storm situation forecast because it has my attention. And as we get closer and closer to Easter Sunday, we'll be able to discern more of the details. But that could be a big deal. Right now this morning, we have 65 degrees, 88% humidity, sprinkles in the area now at 742.
Want to do a risky click?
Okay.
Mark Cumbie sent me a video called Cheers Coronavirus. Okay. I have not previewed this.
Uh-oh. Risky click of the day.
Well, let me just play the requisite disclaimer.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
Yeah. We'll see. Okay. By the way, I just want to mention, if I see that twerp and the dominoes and the risky business underwear answer the door thing one more time, I will never order another pizza from that
place.
You
see they modified it for the virus?
Yes, because of the virus, yeah. I was tired of it long before I got sick.
Right.
More of this.
Hey, Chuck. How's the job search going?
I got something, Sam, but I'm not crazy about it. I'm a janitor at a biology lab where they do DNA experiments, making mutant viruses and stuff.
Sounds like a pretty good job to me.
I don't know. It makes me a little nervous, you know, all that weird stuff floating around.
Oh, hey, don't worry about it.
Don't sweat it.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, they handle all that stuff.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Must be getting a little paranoid, huh?
Yeah.
See you later.
Okay, Chuck.
You know, I feel better already. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Take care, Chuck.
Lysol and everything.
Hey, he
it's so funny.
Why is he hurting?
That's funny.
Wow. Now I got to post that.
That's
amazing.
Cheers episode. And
somebody was watching that and said, hey, man.
Hey, man, that applies to today.
Guess where I went yesterday after the morning show? I went to Food Outlet.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to, you know, we certainly appreciate the folks that stock the shelves and check the groceries that much more these days.
How are their shelves?
They have done an amazing job. Yesterday, I've heard, well, there was no beef. There was no, you know, steak. We're having steak this week because they had some, and a great price on it, too.
Cool.
Three New York strips in a pack for like $8, and they were as red and beautiful as it gets. Stop feeling like if you need to buy a new microwave oven and food at the same time, I guess you go to one of those places and deal with that. But Food Outlet has done a phenomenal job so that even when they may be low or out of certain things. I remember they had toilet paper when nobody else did. They've got lots of beef in the meat case. Things that I've heard nobody else had or were completely out of. They unload the trucks as fast as they come in, and their prices have not changed. They're still cost plus 10%. This is an opportunity. If you are tired of the lines and, you know, the jammed up parking lots, try your local grocer. We've had more people call up about Food Outlet and sing their praises in the last 3 weeks than we ever have because in a situation like this, you really appreciate what your local grocer can do. Locations on Highway 14 in Millbrook, west of Main Street on west of 31 on Main Street in Prattville, and on Coliseum Boulevard, about a half mile north of Atlanta Highway, next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Try Food Outlet. It's so much easier, and you'll save a lot of money, too. And my friends, Rich and Jay, will testify to the quality.
Thanks for the tomatoes this morning, too. You also
garden fresh
hooked me up. I appreciate it. Thank you.
It's 7:45. We have Fox Business, and then we'll come back with today's edition of Animal Stories.
Travolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Nissan is furloughing 10,000 U.S. employees, most of its workers at plants in Mississippi and Tennessee. Production at the factories has been suspended since mid-March. The laid-off workers won't be paid by Nissan. It's advising them to apply for unemployment. But MarketWatch says it appears the company will rehire them once production restarts. Nissan is hoping to reopen the plants as early as April 27th. People aren't buying cars because they're staying at home, and automakers have temporarily halted most production. Merger partners Fiat Chrysler and PSA, parent company of Peugeot, have postponed their shareholder meetings. Insiders tell Reuters that two companies still want to merge, but need to see how the crisis evolves before deciding whether to renegotiate terms. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
In business today, being ready is more challenging than ever. As you work to keep your doors open and employees and customers protected, Cintas is here to help. Our trucks can deliver essential supplies like soap, microfiber towels, disposable gloves, paper towels, toilet tissue, and safety glasses. We can even sanitize your restrooms. We'll serve you with the speed and dedication you need. Learn how Cintas can help your business stay ready at Cintas.com.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Alabama now has more than 2,000 confirmed coronavirus cases. The Alabama Department of Public Health says at least 32 people have died from the virus. More deaths are currently under investigation. The United States Postal Service confirmed that a Montgomery postal worker died Sunday of the virus. The Alabama Nursing Home Association says 31 nursing homes in 17 counties have confirmed coronavirus cases. The association is reporting major delays in testing at many facilities. And Alabama is now looking for volunteer medical workers to help fight the coronavirus. A new program called Alabama Ready Op is calling all healthcare professionals that are recently retired, part-time, or medical students to be prepared to volunteer if needed. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The safety and security of your family and property is on your mind now more than ever. For over 20 years, ProLink Security has been here for you. ProLink offers interactive security systems, including cameras, door locks, digital thermostats, and much more. Right now, if you call ProLink at 285-5833, you can take advantage of 3 months free monitoring with new activation and no contract. Call ProLink Security today, 334-285-5833. ESBL license number 475.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan, IRRL for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month. Payment. Maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Since 1957, Thompson Tractor has been committed to serving the needs of our customers and employees. The country relies on you, our customers, to provide power, water, transportation of goods, infrastructure, governmental services, health care, secure data, and even food on the table. And you rely on us to make sure you can do your jobs. We're dedicated to doing our part. Thompson Tractor is open for business. Although it's by no means business as usual, we want you to know we're up and running. As a company, we're following all CDC protocols and guidelines. But all branches are open to support service, parts, rental, and sales. Online genuine CAT parts ordering is open 24/7 at parts.cat.com. For locations, hours, and real-time updates, visit thompsontractor.com or follow us on social media. Together, we'll get through this, because just like you, we have what it takes.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Does United go outside of the River Region?
Of course. We have customers at Lake Martin, Lake Jordan, Selma, Tallahassee, Greenville, Tuskegee, and even Union Springs.
So United is not only number one in the River Region, United is number one in Central Alabama.
With quality workmanship, 100% satisfaction guaranteed, and affordable pricing, it should be no surprise.
Also, with over 300 years combined experience and the ability to service and repair all brands, why would you call anyone else?
Don't forget, if your system is beyond repair, we have financing available with approved credit, and we can handle all your plumbing and electrical needs, too.
If you want the most experienced and the number one AC company in the River Region that's ahead of its competition on all the latest technology, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560. Regular business hours still in effect, Monday through Friday, 7 to 5.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Simba. On News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, at 7:52, it's time for today's edition of Animal Stories. True Tales, pun intended, from the Wild Kingdom Wolfman.
Perfection. Good fashion. Good boy, Wolfman.
Okay. What would you guys rather hear? Well, we got a beagle, a bear, and a deer. Which story would you like first?
Beagle, a bear, and a deer.
I'm a dog guy. I'm going to go with beagle. What are you suggesting?
Let's go with beagle.
All right. Firefighters in New York State said a lucky dog is expected to be okay after getting stuck under his owner's vehicle and being taken for a 40-mile drive.
Oh, gosh. You're kidding. Gosh almighty.
This is not Griswold from the first vacation.
Yeah, that's
movie,
what I immediately thought of. It's exactly what I thought of.
No. You know what the law is against? Animal cruelty in the state? Well, I'm sure it's pretty rough. The Rochester Fire Department said firefighters and Humane Society rescuers responded to the public market when the owner of the 2-year-old beagle, Zeke, called and reported the canine was trapped under the vehicle. He must have gotten stuck before it was driven at least 40 miles. Rescuers enlisted help from staff members at Lollipop Farm. God, this story sounds more made up by the minute, doesn't it?
Lollipop.
Including a veterinarian who was able to sedate the dog to be safely extracted from under the vehicle. The fire department said Zeke is being treated for his injuries, and other than oil change, is expected to be okay.
Wow, that was rough.
Let's do the bear story next, shall we? Dateline, Tennessee. Drum solo finish. I'll save the deer story for a minute. In Tennessee, a mare went diving into a dumpster at a Tennessee gas station, and the hungry animal's search for snacks was caught on camera. Playing the bear was the MGM line. The video, filmed from the safety of the witness's car, shows the bear rooting around Friday morning inside the dumpster at the Fast Stop gas station in Gatlinburg. The bear eventually pokes its head out from inside the dumpster with some food secured between its jaws. The animal climbed out of the dumpster, wandered away, free to pursue a life of religious freedom. And those are your animal stories.
And we got a deer to look forward to tomorrow.
They call the
what are you laughing? laughing at?
Son, sometimes the look on your face. It's always better to not make eye contact with you. Now my confidence in this joke is, you know what they call the dumpster at a Tennessee gas station?
The dumpster at a Tennessee gas station? What do they call it?
The salad bar. All righty. I wasn't joking. Well, it was a silly metaphor, but I talked about watching. I think the species of bird was oriole because they had kind of an orange bosom, pretty tail. And these two were just running around picking up bits and pieces from here and there. I noticed they were flying into a thicket that's behind the building. And upon closer inspection, I realized they're building a nest. They're going to make more of whatever they are. The part about the Eddie Bader realtor sign on the side of the nest, I made that part up. But, I mean, if you want your nest to get sold because somebody's out there hustling every possible minute, using every possible means at their disposal to get it seen. Real estate, by the way, doesn't shut down because we have a situation.
No.
Yes, of course, protocols are being observed. It's a little bit different. But, in fact, I ran into another realtor I know when I was out at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, and she had three deals last week. So the buying and selling of houses has not stopped because of COVID-19. When you're selling your home, you want somebody who is giving every waking moment to getting it seen and getting an offer that's fair. When you are shopping, whatever price range you're in, whatever amenities you need or require in a home, Eddie can tell you that stuff off the top of his head because it's a savant skill with him. He literally has the market committed to memory. Nobody works harder. Nobody takes each and every situation more seriously than Eddie Bader of the Goodson Group. He's the best there is at what he does. So whether you're looking to sell and you want a list, give this man a chance because he thrives on it. It's what makes him tick. Same sense if you're looking to rent or buy, Eddie and the Goodson Group can get you connected with the kind of property that fits your criterion. No more complicated than that. You can look up Eddie on Facebook, Eddie Bader, B-A-D-E-R, Realtor, Goodson Group, or call him direct at 322-0662. You're better with Bader. 322-0662.
Can I mention a business that we've been mentioning local businesses doing stuff for folks, and apparently Walk-Ons is offering free meals if you've been furloughed. In other words, there's been thousands of people that are furloughed. How about a free meal this afternoon between 2 and 5 at Walk-Ons at East Chase? You're gonna get pulled pork sandwich. You're gonna get fries, fresh fruit, and it's all free.
It's tomorrow afternoon.
I beg your pardon. I said today.
Yeah.
I thought. See, what is today? Today's Tuesday. It's Wednesday. Yeah. It's Wednesday from 2 to 5 at Walk-Ons at East Chase. Just thought I'd mention that. So if you've been furloughed, you get a free meal.
Nice deal. All right, let's take our top of the hour break here. Fox News coming up. First down to visit Skip at the Traffic Dungeon.